This year marks the 50th annual Custer State Park Buffalo Roundup. Each year, the park corrals its buffalo and sells off some animals to keep the herd from growing too large. The 50th annual event delighted the huge crowd of spectators as the wranglers on horseback and park personnel in vehicles drove the bison across the rolling hills and finally into a large corral. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray caught up with the wranglers who come from around the country for the chance to herd wild buffalo on horseback. They crack whips and hoop and holler and work to get the buffalo moving in the right direction. The day begins with a wrangler briefing led by Chad Kramer, bison herd manager for Custer State Park.
Everybody wants to kind of shuffle around over here so everybody can hear me. Objective this morning, number one is to keep everybody safe, and that includes your horses, and also the buffalo if possible. We don't want anyone or anything to get hurt. So we're gonna start promptly at 9:30 with the push. We will use the little radios. I think we got them handed out.
So let's get it going.
All right, we can copy it.
Need to turn them north here on the west flank. Turn north.
I call it an adrenaline high. You can't believe, you know. I mean, it's there. And especially when you get into the run, you know, and you're really moving, and your horse is running good, and you're feeling good, and the whole thing is just gelling, you know, and they're headed down the right way, and maybe one will blow by or something, and you go get that one, and it's just something that is just really an experience.
Over there on that west side, guys. Turn them north.
You want to take cattle slow and easy. They want these moving, and they want to keep them moving. We want to keep them occupied because they're gonna be coming in running.
All right, bring it up on the rear there.
Oh, they got a much more of a heavy temperament. They will come at you. Versus a cow will run away from you. They can only get pushed so hard, these buffalo, and they'll come back.
Get these things back to the east, out of the trees, and then assemble them back together in the flat. So don't push them on the back yet.
They're so quick.
Yeah, you never want to lose sight that they're a wild animal. They're far from domestic.
Yeah.
They turn different than cattle because they spin on their front legs, and so they can turn way faster than a horse or a cow. So they really turn fast. So they're incredible athletes.
They can run really fast.
And they can jump really high if they get scared.
All right, bring it up on the rear there.
You gotta have respect for these suckers.
Yeah.
Smoke, joke, and take dope, but don't mess around with these buffalo.
Let them go. Let's get these things back together in a bunch.
Oh, just the speed of it and the danger makes it fun. Kind of go back into the old Wild West this way.
Okay, let's get back east. I need a few riders to the back southeast corner so they don't bunch up there. Chad, it looks like they're turning on the south end. Coming back.
You know, you work for probably 2 weeks. Try to make sure everything's right and everything. Then it'll bound to be something go wrong, you know. And so you do that, and the roundup is over in 2 hours, you know.
If they can get that lead cow in, they'll be good.
Yeah, she leads the herd.
There we go.
Oh my God, we're going.